Last week on the program, I spoke with Kristen Hamill from the 48-Hour Film Project, where teams have one weekend to turn over a short film in its entirety. The challenge kicked off last night at 7 p.m. at the Stag, where teams were each given a choice of two genres, and Kristen announced the three required elements that all films had to include. Kristen joins me once again to explain those three required elements and explain just how the event went down last night. Kristen, what were the three required elements you announced last night?
So our required elements were the character had to be Paul or Paula Douglas, politician. The prop was a frying pan. And the line of dialogue was, it doesn't have to be like this. So everyone had to include those three things in their film.
Did you get any feedback from the teams after hearing those elements? What did they make of it?
Yeah, everyone seemed to enjoy it. There was some oohs and ahs from the audience when we announced them. So, yeah, I think they were a good set.
Kristen, another part of your role is to field questions as they come in, presumably quite late in the night. What have the filmmakers been grappling with in the past 12 or so hours?
I think because there's 30 different genres that you can have, so a lot of the questions are around genre and, you know, what they can do and how to combine the two genres, and then just general questions around content and things like that. But it's mainly filmmakers are trying to grapple with the genre that they're given. That's usually the hardest task to begin with.
How's the mood? How are spirits?
Good. Everyone is in a good mood. We're just about to head out and visit some of the teams and see how they're doing and take some behind-the-scenes photos. But usually everyone's in high spirits on the Saturday, and then once it gets to the editing stage, people get a little bit tired. So we'll see how it goes.
These films are due Sunday night, and when are they screening?
So they're due Sunday night at the Stag by 7:30, and then we screen everything on November 12th, which is the following Monday, the following Tuesday, and the following Wednesday. So they're broken up into three groups. And anyone is welcome to come to the GU Film House and watch them. And then the judging will happen later that week. And the films that are up for an award will be screened at the awards night on the 24th of November.
Thank you, Kristen. So Paul or Paula Douglas, politician, a frying pan, and the line of dialogue, it doesn't have to be this way. Quite a challenge for filmmakers to turn those prompts into a short film in just one weekend. And at the event last night, I bumped into Radio Adelaide's own Caitlin Moore and her friend Courtney Jones, who are both partaking in the challenge as one of the 32 teams enrolled in the event. Now, Caitlin and Courtney's team had been assigned two genres. They had to make either a horror film or a family drama, and I was able to capture their initial reactions to the prompts and find out where their heads were at.
My head's at some spooky, maybe a bit of a thriller horror, obviously, in a bar with some sort of killer, but we don't know who the killer is. I'm feeling a lot of tense, a lot of drama, maybe a bit of comedy to do with a fry pan.
When you say we don't know who it is that because it's a mystery or you just haven't figured out what the killer's going to be yet?
I'm going to say both. Yeah, a bit of both.
Yeah. Courtney, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking maybe it's like a politician down on his luck and he's just, you know, it's more of a psychological, he's drunk too much and, you know, goes on like a psycho or like a sort of like rampage sort of thing. Horror type rampage. That's more thriller though, so I'm not sure if we can do that.
So you've obviously just gotten the prompts then, but you've had some time to think about it and sort of pull your resources. What do you have in your pocket so far?
At the moment, we've got some pretty cool locations. So the Howling Owl and Random Room, which I know are good friends of Radio Adelaide anyway, are kindly letting us use their space. So a major thanks to Rachel and Mick.
We've got so much like good equipment and stuff from UniSA that we've been able to borrow, thankfully, for this. Including cameras and stuff. Yeah.
And a beautiful team who I'm sure are going to do amazing work over the next 48 hours. I'm really excited to get things going.
So what's step one? First port of call once you leave the Stag tonight?
See how the team is feeling and then just get writing. Get some ideas flowing.
Get writing, get the shot list going, get some script together and, yeah, just plot out as much as we can before tomorrow morning.
So that was recorded at 7 p.m. last night. Now some 17 hours into the process, Caitlin Moore joins me now for a bit of a status report. Caitlin, how are you going?
The last time has been pretty good. So we all met back at a little headquarters and went through what we wanted it to look like. We checked out a couple of locations, accidentally vacated a squatter's home, which is totally fine. But now we're at the Now we're filming our first thing. We've got a script down. We have a shot list down. I think we're rearing to go.
You've got a script and a shot list. That's quite impressive. How did you put together the script? Did you have a concrete idea when you started writing it, or just discovered it as you went?
I think discovered as we went, we bounced between a few ideas. We always had that underlining thing of we knew how our characters were going to be. We accumulated another actor throughout. And then once we had everyone's like characters down, we knew where we were going from there.
How much has your idea changed since that initial idea of Psycho Killer?
I think it's changed in terms of balance of power. We've got an interesting twist halfway through that we're excited about.
That's good to know. You need a bit of a twist in a short film.
Oh, exactly. Especially if it's a horror.
What time were you printing and putting together a shot list? What time was that coming together?
About midnight. So I printed everything this morning at the good old university at about 8:30 a.m., all on A3 pages, much to my dismay, but we just got real big scripts now.
Have you slept at all?
Yes. Got a good 5 hours locked in.
That's very impressive. Where are you right now?
So at the moment, we're at the basement of the Rhino Room, ready to film our first shot.
Ready to film? I hope I'm not keeping you, but so the actors, they've obviously seen the script. You said you recruited one quite late in the day. What do you know of their approach? How are they? Are they trying to learn lines at all, or just feeding it one by one? How do you manage that tight a turnaround in the filmmaking?
It's a bit of both. So we got a bit of dialogue set in for them, but we trust our actors and the way that they want to take it, and it's a fully collaborative process.
And a bit of improv?
Oh, definitely.
I think everyone's probably improvising a little bit.
Oh, yes. That's the crux of the 48-hour film project.
So as far as timeline, you're obviously shooting now. When are you going to try and wrap? What time does editing start and the rest of the post process?
So we've pretty organised this year, which is great, and we're going to start getting our raw footage over to our editor the moment we have it, hoping to wrap up by about 4 p.m. and then have everything done by, fingers crossed, about 3 p.m. tomorrow.
That's intense. You got any special effects or any other variables you have to try and wrangle for it?
Not yet. I think just our music score, but we've got a pretty good guy working on some stuff for us at the moment.
So original score.
Yeah, original score.
That makes a big difference. I was talking to some people last night. Everyone seems to just go back to the old Kevin MacLeod generic.
Ooh, yes. Music definitely makes a film. It's what invokes emotions in your audiences, and with the horror, it's one of the key concepts. So we're really keen to get it locked in.
Beautiful. So last year you partook in the 48-hour film project, and I understand you missed submission deadline by only 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Is it the same team you were using last year, and what are your sort of strategies to not repeat that?
I think to avoid our 5 minutes, like, late handing in, we've got editing starting super early and, like, music. Music was the thing that brought us back last year, but we're determined to make sure it's not a mistake this year.
And finally, just what are you hoping to capture? What are you hoping the film will be in 30-odd hours' time?
I just want to scare some people. I'm excited to get to the premiere of it and be sitting in a theatre full of people who are, like, scared and jumping out of their seats.
Beautiful. Caitlin, you don't have any more time to waste, so I'll let you get back to it.
Beautiful.
What's your first shot?
It's a brief scene in a bar between our two main characters.